Okay, as we begin our next hour, are there any questions of what we covered last time?
Pitanja na ono što smo prošlog časa radili.
The basic definition of typology, is that clear?
Definiciju tipologije, je li to jasno? Can you repeat once more the traditional definition of typology?
Yes.
Misliš ono koju je on spomenuo? The one you mentioned.
Yes, it's a type is
tip je
person
ličnost
ne vašu nego
not yours but traditional.
Traditional, yes. Yeah. Actually the one that I gave you is what the traditional view is.
To je tradicionalna definicija koju on dao. What about this wrong one? They want to hear this wrong one.
The wrong one. Okay, yeah. That's not the traditional one.
To nije tradicionalno.
There's the traditional view. This is the one that Seventh-day Adventists pioneers used.
Tradicionalno u stvari koji ono koji su koristili pioniri.
Then around 1950,
oko 1950. godine,
there was a new definition that was introduced called the post-critical.
Postkritička definicija, nova definicija.
And this view, typology, is predictive.
Ova je proročka, proročki element predviđanje ima, ova prva, tradicionalna.
Pointing forward.
Ukazuje na budućnost.
For this one, it's only retrospective.
A postkritička je retrospektivna, znači.
This one, it's divine design.
Ova gore je pod Božjim rukom, dakle, Bog je dizajnirao.
This one is only parallel situations.
A ova dole je samo paralelna situacija, slična situacija.
So, yeah. So, what I found was that the view that the Adventists were using is the one that is in the Bible. It's the definition that comes from these texts.
Dakle, definicija koju Ellen White koristi iz Biblije, ona proizilazi iz tih tekstova.
So, as far as the definition goes, the exegesis confirmed the traditional understanding.
Exegeza potvrđuje tradicionalno viđenje.
However, I did find some other things that I think are helpful to know how to control typology.
Ali postoji još jedna stvar koja je važna, način kako kontrolisati tipologiju.
And that's what I want to share with you now.
A sad bih to želeo da ispredim.
Because too often people use typology and it goes crazy.
Ponekad ljudi koriste tipologiju i polude. U stvari tipologija poludi. Oni pronalaze svugde tipologiju u Starom Zavetu.
And they apply it in very bizarre ways.
I na jedan bizaran način primenjuju.
And so I believe based upon these characteristics that we have seen, there are internal controls that help us to know how to interpret typology
correctly. Ove osobine nam pomažu da shvatimo da postoji unutrašnja kontrola vezana za tipologiju.
And I'd like to suggest at least three controls.
Predlažem tri ove kontrole.
The first one is an Old Testament control.
Prva je starozavetna kontrola.
First one, Old Testament. Starozavetna kontrola. And this control helps us to know which are the types, which persons, which events, which institutions are types.
Ova kontrola nam pomaže da shvatimo koje osobe, koje institucije, koji događaji su tipovi.
So it identifies the types.
Identifikacija tipa.
Now, many have said that you can only know if something is a type if the New Testament uses it as a type.
Mnogi kažu tip je samo ono što Novi Zavet koristi kao tip.
And so the control is in the New Testament.
Kontrola je onda samo u Novom Zavetu.
But I don't believe that's an adequate control.
Ali ja ne mislim da je to jedina adekvatna kontrola.
Because if you were a preacher in the first century AD.
Na primjer, da ste bili propovednik u prvom veku.
And you were trying to convince your audience to believe in Jesus.
Pokušavate da ubedite vaše slušalce da veruju u Isusa.
And you showed the relationship between the Old Testament types and Jesus.
I pokazali ste odnos između starozavjetnog tipa i Isusa.
And your audience asked you,
a vaša publika vas pita,
how do you know that that is a type there in the Old Testament?
Kako znaš da je to tip u Starom Zavetu?
How do you know that that's pointing forward to Jesus?
Kako znaš da to ukazuje na Isusa?
And your answer would be,
a vaš odgovor?
You have to believe me because I say so, because I'm inspired.
Morate da mi verujete, ja sam nadahnut. Ja to kažem.
How much credibility would you have with your audience?
Koliko bi verovali oni vama?
I don't think you'd gain many converts.
Ne verujem da biste obraćenike dobili puno.
In other words, you have to be able to show that already in the Old Testament, those persons or events or institutions are types, are typological.
Morate u stvari da dokažete da već u Starom Zavetu osobe događaje jesu tipovi.
And so one of the most satisfying conclusions from that intense study of my life on typology was to see this Old Testament control.
Jedan od najzahvalnijih, ono što zadovoljava čovjeka je i za mene iskustvo je što sam video u Starom Zavetu tu kontrolu, prepoznavanje tipa.
In other words, for the sanctuary.
Drugim rečima za svetinju.
It's not enough to go to the book of Hebrews to chapter 8.
Nije dovoljno ići u Jevrejima 8. glavu.
Where Hebrews 8 tells us that the earthly sanctuary is a copy of the heavenly sanctuary.
Jevrejima 8 kaže da je zemaljska kopija nebeske svetinje.
Upon what basis does the author of Hebrews make that assertion?
Na kom temelju autor Jevrejima može to da tvrdi?
Does he say, believe it because I say so, because I'm inspired?
Da li on kaže, zato što sam ja nadahnut, zato mi verujte?
Is that what you find in Hebrews 8?
Da li je to u Jevrejima 8 prisutno?
Let's look there and see.
Da pogledamo da li je to tamo.
Hebrews 8, and let's start in why don't you read verses 3 through 5 for us? Could we have someone of you read verses 3 through 5?
Ajde neko od vas, nek počita od 3. do 5.
Read loud so everyone can hear.
Glasno. Ivan, evo vidim da se otvorilo. Ajde glasno. 3 do 5.
All right, here we find that the apostle, and I believe it was Paul, but you don't have to believe that if you don't choose to.
Ja verujem da to Pavle, ali ne morate vi verovati da je autor Pavle ako nećete.
There's a debate on that, and I don't want to get into that
debate.
Postoji
debata i ja ne želim da ulazim u tu debatu.
But the apostle here says that the earthly sanctuary was a copy and a shadow of the heavenly sanctuary.
Zemaljska bila obličje i sen.
Upon
nebeske.
What basis does he make that claim?
Na kojoj osnovi on to izjavljuje?
Does he say believe it because I say so?
Da li on to kaže verujte zato što sam ja to kazao?
No. How does he prove it?
Kako on to dokazuje? From the Old Testament.
That's right. He quotes from where?
On citira Stari Zavet. Exodus 25.
All right.
40.
So we have Exodus.
40, yo. 8 i 40. Ne, 9 i 40. Da, 25:40.
Exodus 25:40, it's also found in verse 9.
U 9. Da.
Yeah. Where Moses is told, "See that you make everything according to the pattern shown you, the mountain."
Sve po prilici koja ti je pokazana na gore, to je citirano.
In the Septuagint that he's quoting from,
u Septuaginti odakle on citira ovaj tekst,
and I should stop and underscore this, that this epistle is written not to Jews living in Israel.
Ova poslanica nije napisana Jevrejima u Izraelu.
Scholars are all agreed on this, that the ones he's writing to are Jews that don't know Hebrew.
Teolozi kažu da je ova poslanica pisana Jevrejima koji nisu znali jevrejski.
Their Bible is not the Hebrew Bible, it's the Greek Septuagint.
Njihova Biblija je bila Septuaginta, a ne jevrejska Biblija.
And so he quotes from the Septuagint
throughout the epistle. I on citira Septuaginta često.
And here, where it says, see that you make everything according to the pattern,
ovdje gdje kaže, gledaj, da načeš sve po prilici koja ti je...
The Hebrew is tavnit.
Jevrejski je tavnit.
And the Septuagint...
A Septuaginta.
Translation is tupas.
Je tipos u Septuaginti.
It's back there in the Old Prelet. Testament also.
U starom zavetu tipos.
See that you make everything according to the tupas that was shown you in the mountain.
Vidi da načiš sve po, kod nas prilici, tipos, koje je pokazano gore.
Now, what is implied by this word tupas, and in particular by this word tavnit that we find in the Hebrew?
Šta se podrazumeva pod reči tipos, posebno tavnit u jevrejskom?
What did Moses see in the mountain?
Šta je Mojsije video na gore?
The word tavnit means a copy.
Tavnit znači kopiju
of an original.
Originala. Kopiju originala.
That also serves as a model,
koja je model
for another copy.
Za još jednu kopiju. Model za drugu kopiju.
It goes two ways.
Ide u dva smera.
Ah, oh, good. Thank you very much. Why don't you go ahead and pass those out right now? That would be helpful.
So could someone
help us pass this out?
Šta si ti pitao, Slaviš? Okay. They asked for the verses for the thing that you erased.
That's what I'm going to show right now.
Dakle, sad će.
I'll put it back, but I want to be able to diagram it better.
Diagram je bolje, sad će diagram.
Here's an example that shows us how the dynamics of this word tavnit work.
Evo primjera koji pokazuje kako dinamika oko tavnit
funkcioniše. 2 Kings 16 verses 10 and 11.
Druga Carevima 16. glava 10. i 11. stih.
This is the story of Ahaz, the king of Judah.
To je priča o Ahazu, caru judejskom,
who went to Damascus to meet with King Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria.
Koji je otišao u Damask da se susretne sa Tiglath-Pileserom.
You're acquainted with Tiglath-Pileser, are
you? Čuli ste za Tiglath-Pileser?
Okay. Did you know that that was the name of Ellen White's dog?
Da li ste znali da se tako zvao pas od Ellen White?
When she lived in Australia.
Dok je živjela u Australiji.
Ellen White had a great sense of humor.
Ona je imala baš smisla za humor.
Can't you see her calling, here Tiglath-Pileser.
Dođi Tiglath-Pileseru.
Here Tiggy.
Tiggy.
Okay. So Ahaz goes to visit this king up in Damascus.
Ide da se sretne sa carom u Damasku.
Yes. And there he sees this altar.
I tamo vidi oltar.
And he wants to build one down in Jerusalem, like it.
I on takav oltar želi da sagradi u Jerusalimu.
So, first he sees the original.
Prvo, vidi original.
then it says he sent back to Jerusalem a pattern, a tavnit.
A onda kaže da je u Jerusalim poslao, da vidimo kako je naš prevod.
That's found right there at the end of verse 10.
Na kraju 11 sliku.
He sent to Uriah the smith the design of the altar and its tavnit.
Sliku je tavnit.
According to all its workmanship.
Posla sveštenik Uri sliku od tog oltara.
So he sends him this this tavnit. This
poslao mu je sliku.
Tavnit mu je poslao.
This copy.
Kopiju
mu je poslao.
And this word tavnit is based on the verb bana, to build.
A reč tavnit je sazdana na glagolu bana, koji znači sagraditi.
And here it was probably the a miniature model that was.
Možda je to minijaturni model koji su gradili.
Miniature model of the original.
Minijaturni model originala.
And then this was taken back to Jerusalem.
I onda je to odneseno nazad u Jerusalim.
And in Jerusalem they built the copy of the copy, if you please.
U Jerusalimu su napravili kopiju kopije, ako hoćete.
Here is the copy of the copy.
Kopija kopije, da.
And so we see that this tavnit functions in two directions. It is a copy of the original.
Tako da tavnit u stvari ukazuje na dvosmerno. Prvo
it
na original,
also serves as a model,
ali onda postaje i model
for another copy.
Za još jednu kopiju.
And ultimately, this one in Jerusalem is the copy of the original.
A u krajnjem smislu ovaj u Jerusalimu je kopija onog originala gore.
And this is the same with the sanctuary.
Tako i sa svetinjom isto.
Moses in chapter 24 probably glimpsed a little bit of the heavenly sanctuary.
U onom 24. poglavlju, al drugi Mojsije je video mali uvid u nebesku svetinju.
We talked about that last week.
Prošle sedmice smo to.
And then in chapter 25 God says, I'm going to now I want you to make a sanctuary on earth like the one in heaven.
Ali ja sad želim u 25. glavi kaže Bog da sagradiš na zemlji svetinju kao ovu na nebu.
But of course you can't make it exactly like the one in heaven.
Ali ne možeš.
The one in heaven is too grand and glorious.
Naravno da napraviš tako slavnu i veliku kao što je na nebu.
And so I will give you a miniature model.
I zato ti dajem ja minijaturni model.
A tavnit,
tavnit
on the mountain,
na gori,
and then you build the one on earth like the one that you see in the mountain.
I onda ćeš na zemlji sagraditi onakvu kakvu si video na gori.
So already at the very beginning of the mention of the sanctuary in Exodus.
Na samom početku spominjanja dakle svetinje u drugoj Mojsijevoj.
Exodus 25 verse 8,
osmi stih.
God says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
Neka mi načine svetinju da među njima nastavam.
The very next breath of God.
Sljedeći dah Boži.
The very next words that he gives.
Reči odmah posle toga.
Verse 9.
Deveti stih.
And see that you make everything according to the tavnit.
Vidi da napraviš sve po prilici. To je taj tavnit.
From the very beginning, he shows that the earthly sanctuary is a copy of the heavenly.
Od samog početka, vidite, on pokazuje da je zemaljska kopija nebeske.
Here is the control on typology.
Kontrola tipologije, vidite.
God has shown that this particular institution, the sanctuary, is a type of the heavenly antitype.
Bog je pokazao, dakle, da je ta zemaljska svetinja tip antitipa.
We don't have to guess. We don't have to just wonder.
Ne nagađamo, ne čudimo se.
And the apostle Paul, the writer of Hebrews, saw this clue, this indicator already in the Old Testament.
Dakle, autor Jevrejima poslanice je video taj pokazatelj još u Starom zavetu.
Now, of course, this is not the only text that shows about the heavenly sanctuary in the Old Testament.
Ovo nije naravno jedini tekst koji pokazuje da je nebeska svetinja bila u starom.
And I gave you many of those last week.
Prošle sedmice sam vam dao mnogo tih tekstova.
Especially those in the Psalms.
Posebno oni u psalmima.
You'll see a description for a few verses about the heavenly sanctuary.
Imate nekoliko stihova prvo o nebeskoj svetinji.
And then the description of the earthly one with the same liturgy
zemaljskoj.
Going on.
Isto bogosluženje.
Or Isaiah 6 where he goes
Ili
into the earthly
6.
temple.
Ulazi u zemaljski hram.
And then the vision goes up to the heavenly temple.
I onda vizija odlazi u nebeski hram.
So there's this linkage between the earth and the heaven throughout the Old Testament.
I ima u starom zavetu te veze između neba i zemlje.
But perhaps its clearest description is right here in Exodus 25.
Ali najjasniji opis je tu u 2. Mojsijevoj 25.
Now if you could look at your handout on page 5 of your handout.
Na petoj strani.
I've shown here how this principle works with regard to some other types in the Old Testament.
Pokazao sam ovde kako ovaj princip deluje u nekim drugim tipovima starog zaveta.
The left-hand column are some of those Old Testament types.
Leva kolona su starozavetni tipovi.
Exodus number 1.
Druga Mojsijeva.
David number 3.
Izlazak,
Jonah
David,
number 4.
Jonah, Ilija,
5. Elijah, Moses, Joshua.
Mojsije, Isus.
And I could have listed many more.
Moglo je biti tu još.
How do we know that those are types?
Kako znamo da su to tipovi?
I am arguing here, and I believe this is demonstrable from Scripture.
Dakle, dokazujemo ovde, mislim da je to dokazivo iz pisma.
That the Old Testament already indicates which are the types.
Da Stari Zavet sam ukazuje na to ko je tip.
In the black box, I put the black box around the sanctuary. That's the one we're looking at here.
Stavio sam boldirano ovo oko svetinje.
But the same is true with the story of the Exodus, for example.
Ali isto je za izlazak.
Already in the Old Testament, God shows that there will be a new Exodus.
Već u starom zavetu Bog je pokazao da će biti novi izlazak.
Centered in the Messiah.
Oko Mesije se vrti taj novi.
And I've given some of those references there.
I dao sam tekstove.
And then the New Testament simply announces what the Old Testament has already indicated.
A Novi Zavet naprosto objavljuje šta Stari već podrazumeva.
A simple one to see is number 6 for Moses.
Da vidimo šestu za Mojsija.
Moses himself is told by God that he is a type of the Messiah.
Mojsije sam rekao da je tip Mesije.
Deuteronomy 18 verses 15 to 19.
Peta Mojsijeva 18. glava.
Where Moses indicates that God will raise up a prophet like unto me.
Kada Mojsije kaže podići će vam Bog proroka kao što sam ja.
And so I'd like to suggest that the first control on typology is already there in the Old Testament.
Prva kontrola tipologije je već tu u Starom zavetu.
Don't start inventing types just where you see these apparent parallels.
Nemojte da izmišljate tipove samo zbog tih paralela.
But look for indicators already in the Old Testament text that there's a type.
Pogledajte u pokazatelje da je u Starom zavetu već tip prisutan.
Now the New Testament is only a representative list of types.
Novi zavet je samo jedna predstavnička lista, se tako izrazim, a tipova.
It doesn't have them all.
It
does not have all the types mentioned in the New
Testament.
Nema
sve tipove.
For example, Joseph.
Na primjer, Josef.
Ellen White specifically says Joseph was a type of Christ.
Ellen White kaže Josef je bio tip Hrista.
But you don't find that mentioned in the New Testament.
Ali nemate to u Novom zavetu.
Is Ellen White inventing this?
Da li ona to izmislila, Ellen White?
No, you go to Genesis 49.
Ako odete u 1. Mojsiju 49,
the last blessing of Jacob regarding his 12 sons.
Poslednji blagoslov Jakova na 12 sinovima.
And you see that the language of
kad već ideš
describing Joseph is the language of the coming Messiah.
Da je to jezik koji ukazuje na dolazećeg Mesiju, jezik koji se odnosi na Josefa.
And so Ellen White is simply recognizing what the Old Testament has already pointed out.
Ellen White je prepoznala ono što je Stari Zavet već istakao.
And there may be other types that we have not yet seen.
Postoji možda još neki tipovi koje nismo još ni videli.
But don't tell me something's a type unless you show me an Old Testament control that indicates that it's a type.
Ali nemojte tvrditi da nešto tip ako nema te kontrole u Starom zavetu.
So this is the Old Testament control.
To je starozavetna kontrola.
Now I should add that there are some New Testament types.
Moram da dodam i na ovo da postoje neki novozavetni tipovi.
The most notable example is the destruction of Jerusalem.
Razorenje Jerusalima je upečatljiv primer.
In Matthew 24.
Matej 24.
The first half Jesus describes the destruction of Jerusalem.
Prvu polovinu Isus opisuje u poglavlju razorenje Jerusalima.
The second half of the chapter
uses
the same language.
Isti jezik koristi.
The same signs.
Iste znake.
To point to the end of the world.
Da ukaže na kraj sveta.
And so Jesus is making clear that the destruction of Jerusalem is a New Testament type of the end of the world.
Isus dakle razjašnjava da je razorenje Jerusalima novozavetni tip uništenja kraja sveta.
Most of the time we think of the type in the Old Testament and the antitype in the New.
Obično razmišljamo iz starog u novi zavet tip ta veza.
But sometimes the type is in the New and the antitype is later.
Ponekad je tip u Novom zavetu, antitip kasnije.
Okay, any question about that principle?
Pitanje na ovaj princip.
Postoji još neki tekst kao što je Drugi Carevi 16:10.
Text in Second Kings 16.
Right.
Is that the only text about Tavnit?
No, there's 20 texts that have Tavnit.
20 ih ima.
Yes.
Can we get two more?
I can give you those. Unfortunately, I left my notes on Tavnit up in my room.
Ostavio sam gore u sobi.
And so I'm lecturing from my memory here.
Papire o Tavnitu, daću vam tekstove, sad je iz sećanja predavanje.
And I can give you the others if you wish later.
Daću vam kasnije ostale tekstove.
But in each one of those, it's clear that the Tavnit is not the original, it's a copy of another.
Jasno
original.
Je u svima da je svim tim tekstovima da Tavnit nije original, da je to kopija originala.
Yeah. But and so I'm not going to lecture those other because I don't want people to think they have to know those.
Neću da predajem te tekstove jer onda ljudi misle moramo da naučimo to.
But for the student who wants to go further, I will be happy to give you those.
Ali za studenta koji hoće da kopa dublje, biću sretan da im.
So I'll get those at the next break and we will
Na sledećoj pauzi ću doneti.
In fact, another 3 minutes we will take the next break.
Za 3 minute u stvari mi imamo tu pauzu.
So maybe if there's one more question or
Ako
so.
Ako ima pitanja.
And then I will during the break go and get those other texts I can write them on the board here.
Ja ću doneti u toku pauze te ostatak tih tekstova.
Anything else?
Još nešto?
I call this middle column this Tavnit. I call it the missing link.
Ja ovaj Tavnit nazivam nedostajućom karikom.
Because when I have read the books that I have read on typology, they do not emphasize this Old Testament control.
Jer knjige koje sam čitao o tipologiji ne naglašavaju ovu starozavetnu kontrolu.
And therefore they say, many say typology is just has, you know, it's just loose, it's just you know, impossible to what they say is that it is not exegesis.
Zato oni kažu da je tipologija pomalo labava i kažu i da nije to egzegeza.
It's eisegesis.
To je eisegesis. Da nije eisegesis, da to je eisegesis.
Because it's the New Testament reading back into the old something that's not there.
To je učitavanje Novog zaveta u stari, tamo gde ga ne vidi stari.
But what I say is no, it's not eisegesis, it's exegesis.
To nije eisegesis, to je exegesis.
Because the Old Testament has already indicated this is a type.
Jer stari zavet već ukazao na to, to je tip.
And the New Testament then simply recognizes what the Old Testament has already pointed out.
A novi prepoznaje samo ono što je stari već istakao.
So it is the difference between legitimate interpretation and illegitimate interpretation to recognize this control.
Postoji razlika između legitimnog tumačenja ovog nelegitimnog.
All right, let's take a 10-minute break here.
10 minuta pauze.